toi mon ex-chéri, pourquoi donc tu fais ça, oui? Ah ben oui, mais t'as une grève. Oh toi mon ex-chéri, tu connais chéri, tu as promis, oui, ton bébé. Connais-toi mon ex chérie, tu vas dans la veille chérie, comme ton ex il est pas là. Pas la monnaie, tu fais oui la maladie, mais quand ton œil est la monnaie.
Oh, chérie,
quand je n'ai jour du bé, oh, trois jours du dimanche, il
thank you.
doudou, viens me charger. Tu dis loin, qu'on est pas. Où toi déjà, joli jour d'or. Que moi j'aime tant, j'aime à tout mon cœur.
Thank you. Thank you. We've got one more song for Emerson, and what's that?
We can sing if you won't like it.
Okay, you said he can sing, but you might not like it, so we're not going to take a chance tonight. All right, another one of ours very popular songs was Cheteza Balia de Suara. I went to the dance last night. Will I shout there? Okay, all right. Cheteza Balia. Lashley. Bienfait, well done, Emerson and Eddie Jr. and Merci Bien for the new Morris Playboys. We're going to break now for, instead of an intermission, we're going to be interviewing and listening a couple of songs from the three lone survivors of the original Lacassine Playboys. Ira Lejeune lived in Pointe-Noire, which is like about 15, 18 miles southeast of here. Lacassine, as you well know, is like halfway between Jennings and Lake Charles. There was no interstate in those days, and even parts of Highway 190 was gravel. And so it was difficult for Ira to get together with those Lacassine Playboys, and we kind of tell you a little bit about how that happened. We often wondered how it was that Ira Lejeune from the Pointe-Noire, he was born blind. He could see maybe a couple of feet in front of him, but couldn't drive. And in those days, there were no opportunities for jobs for the handicap as we have today. And so as a result, we often wondered how it was that they got together with that distance in the mode of transportation of those days. So we're going to bring that out as we interview one member of the of the original Lacassine Playboys. The three members that are going to come up, the three surviving members, whose last name is Vanacore, and there was sort of a connection with Ira's family, in a sense, by marriage. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But the first thing that we want to tell you is that Ira Lejeune was the grandson of Alicia Lejeune, and her husband was Ernest Lejeune. So Ira's grandparents on the Lejeune side were both Lejeunes, probably distantly related, but we don't know that. And Ira's grandmother was actually the musician. She was the one who played music. She was a really good musician, played fiddle and accordion, and her name was Alicia Lejeune. She was a sister to Angelas Lejeune, a well-known pioneer in Cajun music and a great accordion player. And then one of their sons was Ira's dad. I think his name was Ernest, perhaps. No, Alicia's wife, husband was Ernest. And then Ira's dad was Agnes Lejeune. And he had a brother named Stevens Lejeune, and he was also very instrumental in starting the bloodline in his family as well. So hopefully next year we might have a special on the Angelas Stevens Lejeune descendants, because there's quite a number of them too. And so I tell you, folks, it's really remarkable that we have a family of pure Cajun folks that have got that many musicians in the family. You know, it's got to be genetic, as well as they were willing to help their youngsters learn how to play music. Just as you saw, Eddie taught his two sons, and then later they were able to help encourage a grandson on continuing to play. So tonight we have coming with us three surviving members of the Vanacore family, who were the only three living members of the original Lacassine Playboys. And we're going to maybe ask first of all, let me introduce them. First one here is Ellis Vanacore. And Ellis is, like me, he's not too much of a spring chicken, but his brother,
not too much.
No, 84 years old.
84, that's okay, right. Well, that's great. That's
and that's young. That's Don't kid yourself, that's young, brother.
And if you've ever seen him perform, he can go on for 3 hours and never seems to slow down. He's got...
Only three,
maybe four.
Only three.
One time. Very active. And then his brother here is...
He's a young one.
He's a young man. Milton. And Milton is 95 years old. Still a very, very active... A very active person. Would you believe that... Last year, just to show you how much of a prolific musician and active person he is, last year he had an escort with him but flew to Seattle, Washington, and up at Port Townsend, Washington for 1 week of this big fiddle camp where they teach all kinds of fiddle music. And he was teaching Cajun fiddling and Cajun vocals. And he would perform every so often and sing to high heaven and just mesmerize everybody. It's amazing. Then on the other end, one of their brothers, Ivy, I think it was, has a son named Arce. Is that correct?
My dad was Clarence.
I'm sorry. Your dad was Clarence. Clarence. Okay. So the one of their brothers, Clarence, has a son named Arce.
Nephew.
That's what I mean. A nephew too. Okay. So he's a nephew to the two guys, and. He's probably better known for his expertise on steel guitar, but he started off on rhythm, and he's played with a lot of bands as well. And so he's a recent inductee into the Cajun Music Hall of Fame here in Eunice. All right. So we're going to do one song, but first of all, I wanted to ask you, let's do one song, and then we'll ask Mr. Milton how it happened that a blind person from La Pointe Noire got together with some energetic Vanacores down there in Lacassine to form Ira Lejeune and the Lacrosse Playboys. All right, so it's fitting that Ira Lejeune's great-grandson is going to take his place tonight. I think that's quite a remarkable thing. Bubba, can you feel your great-grandfather's shoes? He's working on that. He smiled. He said, I think he can. All right, so we're gonna play
Bosco Blues.
The Bosco Stump. Blues the Bosco. It's an Ira Lejeune recording. Lashley. Hello, Dulce. Mighty good. Thank you very much. That's quite wonderful to see the original Lacrosse Playboys being formed together with one of the descendants. And I think we're gonna call Emerson and move up the hierarchy a little bit from a great-grandson to a grandson to play another one with the Lacrosse Playboys. So I'm sure Ira is smiling down on this show here tonight. So he's coming backstage. And so, Mr. Milton, would you get to the mic, please? And yeah. Something always, we talked about that, and it wasn't until just a few years ago that we realized why Ira Lejeune, coming from La Pointe Noire, joined up with you guys in Lacrosse, especially in those days of no interstate and difficult roads. I understand that you were dating a young lady in the Pointe Noire neighborhood, and she became your wife, and she happens to be related to Ira Howe.
Double first cousin.
So anyway, that was his first introduction to Ira. How old was Ira when you first saw him?
Long time ago,
The only time we had to go see our girlfriend was on Sunday. And
that was the only time it was allowable.
Yeah, so you had to go about around 2 o'clock. You had to wash the dishes, you know. So they let you go at about 2 o'clock.
You had strict instructions.
And then you had to get out of there at 8 o'clock. So they had to go to bed.
That's it. That was it. So you only had a limited window to see the girlfriend.
And she was Iris' babysitter. She babysit for her mama. He was a blind boy, and that's what she did. And I met him when I went and see my girlfriend. He was about 7 years old. I guess he didn't forget, so he came over to Lacassine, and he came and stayed with me and my wife, and that's how we started the Lacassine Playboy. I mean, I think Ellis can tell you
now,
about that.
About how old was Ira when he came to live with you? Like about 18, 19 or so?
Yeah, about. I guess about around.
He was about ready to leave home if possible, but then with his handicap, it would have been difficult without somebody he knew.
That's right. That was his babysitter, and he decided, well, I'm going to go and ask her to stay with her. So he did, and that's how it happened. Mm-hmm. He came to,
I understand that you fixed up a little building in the back, made him a bunk bed, and fixed him some quarters, living quarters, like out back, and so that he could come eat his meals in the house. And then it was handy to take off and go play music anywhere you wanted to with riding with Cousin Milton.
Yeah. He played the accordion when he's at the house every day, almost all day long. You couldn't stop him.
That's right. That's why he became such a great musician. And by the way, when you have time, we're not going to have a regular intermission. This is it here. In the lobby, if you haven't been there, there are artifacts on the table, accordions, fiddles, and pictures. There's the bloodline of the Ira descendants who play music that are pictured there. Some of the people are going to be on stage. In addition, there's several artifacts like the hat he wore when he was playing music a lot, and we have it in the Hall of Fame, as a matter of fact. We took it out, and there's some other instruments there that belong to Ira and some of his descendants. In addition, since he was blind, he attended the School of the Blind in Baton Rouge, and there's his Braille book. In those days, they were reading Braille and learning how to write Braille with the little punch in the holes through there, and so. It just so happens that, Mr. Milton, that when I was a young boy, I had two double first cousins, a boy and a girl slightly older than me, and a boy about 4 years older than me, that attended School of the Blind with Ira. And I went with my uncle one time to pick him up at the Christmas break in Baton Rouge at the School of the Blind. And when we got there, Ira was playing his accordion. He was a bit older than me, but that was my first encounter with him, and later had the privilege of being able to dance with him. So as a blind boy, he became a famous musician. All right, so we're going to do another one, and it's fitting that we're going to move up a little bit to the Ira's grandson, Emerson Lejean, and you're going to be doing a song called Parting Waltz, huh? Okay. And Mr. Vanikar, you going to sing that one?
I'll try.
Okay, you'll try. I'm sure you will succeed. All right, let's do it. La Chile.
Back. The boy
Skip a cup of Palin Shotsin. Back to back to a team person.
Together, stand up, guys. Give him a standing ovation. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Isn't that something? You're witnessing some musical
icons.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you, Emerson, R.C., Ellis, Milton. Wow. I know some 25-year-olds that love to have a voice like this 95-year-old gentleman, and so they're musical icons, to say the least. Okay, now the next group coming up is made up of six strictly bloodline of descendants of Ira Jan, and the name of the group is Lasson Jan, meaning the blood of Lejans. So the Lejan blood, if you want to say it in English, Lasson Jan, and they're an interesting group. And we'll tell you a little bit more about them when we're almost done. We'll let you in on a little secret about them. And so I think we're about ready to go with them. Oh, I want to mention, too, we have a special birthday in the audience, Mr. Gleason West from DeRidder, 85 years old. Happy birthday. Would you stand up? Mr. Gleason West, where are you? He's somewhere out there. Okay. Anyway. So happy birthday, Mr. Gleason West. And by the way, we do have a very special event coming up on the 9th of November. There's going to be a special event that's put on by the Park Service. And it has to do with an all-star CD release party that put on by the National Parks, and it's from one generation to the next, with Cheryl Cormier, Reggie Mott, Briggs Brown, Goldman Thibodeau, and more. And I think maybe Mr. Goldman Thibodeau's in the audience. Can we see Mr. Goldman Thibodeau here? Okay, I thought I saw him earlier, but maybe not. All right, are you ready to go? Please put your hands together and make welcome, for the first time ever, Lisson Lejeune. All right. All right. This group has been practicing real hard. They've always played music, but are coming together as a family group. We have two sons and three grandchildren and a great-grandson. Okay? And I think we've got one son missing, but he's coming around. He's going to be playing second fiddle. But let's go ahead and get started. All right. I think the first song is going to be the Lacassine Special, one of Ivor Lejeune's signature numbers. And Robert, his son, is going to sing that one, huh?
Grandson.
Oh, grandson. I'm sorry. Okay. We have two Roberts here, huh? Oh, we have. Go ahead. Robert's going to sing it. La Chalet. Special de Lacassine.